morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. You and I, we're going to the gym of our mind, so to speak. We're evaluating our thoughts, our actions, and we're rethinking, reevaluating our thoughts and actions on a continual basis. That's why we show up for this podcast every single day, because we know that mastering our thoughts, getting clear, and then when we think we're clear, reevaluating and getting more clear on something that we've already thought about time and time again, looking for that one strategy, that one distinction, that one new way of looking at this journey that we're on, the challenges that we face, the quality of our lives, just looking at it a different way can bring just a whole new, I don't know, enlightenment, passion, enthusiasm, a breakthrough that's going to make this whole experience of life, whether we're getting closer to our goals quickly, slowly, or somewhere in between, it's going to make this journey called life and everything we're going through just a little bit easier. It takes that much thought. This is your life, gosh darn it, right? So that's what we do. We spend this half an hour every single day. You're in the pattern. You've made this a part of your day. It's a daily ritual, a daily discipline, one of those things that you do because you already know, whether you feel like it or not, it's for the greater good in the long run. And just spending this half an hour a day, just having me poke and prod and ask you questions, get you to think about certain things, even when it doesn't feel like you already know that's helping you. May not feel like it's just going to be somewhere down the line. Boom! You're going to be faced with a challenge, and there's something that you and I, we talked about during this podcast, that instead of letting it drag on or being in the dark and hammering yourself about, you know, what does this mean? How can I solve it? What's going on here? And then letting the challenge drag on for weeks until you finally get it. There's something that, you know, we took the time to talk about and think, and I had you think about during a podcast like this one. You're ready for that challenge. I mean, in the back of your mind, it was back there marinating. It was just being stored, that power, that insight to effectively handle the challenge. It was just sitting back there by something that we said, by you investing this time to think about life scenarios. The scenarios that I talk about, they're universal to all of us, no matter what level we're at, no matter what our age, no matter how accomplished we are or we want to be. And then when you hit that challenge, boom, it's just sitting back there ready for you to attack it. So you got to have that faith and belief that what you're doing, it's going to pay off in some way, shape, or form. You just got to keep on keeping on doing your daily discipline. And you probably already have noticed that. If you've been listening to this podcast, here we are on Morning Connection Podcast number 175. Probably already seeing that you're identifying situations, things you're noticing in yourself, you're noticing in other people, you're noticing in your attitudes that it's already being affected by just taking this time. So congratulations for you for following through on something that you've decided is going to help you. Following through, making those promises to yourself, and more importantly than that, when you make these promises to yourself, you're actually following through. You're having the high standards that maybe you put on other people. You wish that other people would follow through and do what they say. Sometimes, I found this to be true, is when we don't have faith in other people, when we don't think they're going to follow through, it's really because we don't assume that people are going to do the things that we have trouble doing, right? Sometimes it's that if we just take for granted that this is just something that people do, they always follow through, we'll be more likely to not always see that as some gigantic hurdle for other people to follow through with. We'll just assume they're just like you. They think the way, they value things, and not that they will all the time or not, but you won't assume the worst in situations. Sometimes it's because, you know, we give ourselves too much leeway. We give ourselves too much rationalization, or we make excuses for ourselves for not following through with the things that we know we should do, that we We decided this is something that is good for us. We should do it. It's good for us. It's good for the world. It's good for everybody involved. And then it becomes challenging, right? Just like everything. Or we don't see the benefits of putting all this effort. When you made this big decision, you're going to follow through. We don't see the benefits. Then our motivation starts to wane. Or we start getting lackadaisical about it. We don't follow through as much. And before you know it, we forget about it. And all those things create references in our minds of us not following through on important things. Before you know it, we start spreading our own prejudice that's really in our own mind, that we make excuses, that we don't follow through. We put that on other people too, and then we, you know, start assuming the worst in them. But it really starts with us. You know, if you were, like I said, you were someone who was disciplined in the way you just say work out and you eat your physical body, no matter how challenging it is for you, it's challenging for other people. You just look around and see people don't put the same type of emphasis on their body, on their health, on their eating habits, and that's fine. If that's, you know, everybody goes through their journey. But you're not going to assume, if you're someone who always follows through, you're not going to see it as, oh, it's just impossible to do it, right? Oh, boy, I can see why everybody just can't do this. It's just so impossible. You're not going to think that if it's not impossible to you. If you've made it such a habit, if you just follow through, you have the mindset, right? You're not going to just assume that it's impossible and nobody's going to do it, right? You've cracked the code, so to speak, and you'll assume that more people can crack that code when it comes to health and fitness and eating right, no matter how challenging it is or what the percentage is of people who actually do it, right? Same thing. When you make promises to yourself and follow through, and you follow through with other people. So that's something that you should think about. Why do you have why are you so disappointed in other people when they let you down? Are you shying away from other people? You don't incorporate them into your game plan. You'd rather do it yourself. Where does that come from? You know, besides the fact, right, that you've been let down by people before, welcome to planet Earth. Welcome to being a human being. Everybody has had people in their lives who've let them down, right? You've adopted the strategy of not putting importance on getting the help of other people, of not surrounding yourself with high quality people because you've been burned in the past, right? And that may make sense to you. At the same time, you're wondering why your life isn't filled with certain emotions with that quality people can bring to your life. You're trying to go through this life all by yourself. Something to think about, right? When you follow through with the promises that you've made to yourself, no matter what the challenges are, you will be more likely to believe it's possible to find people just like you in this world of 7 billion people. You will assume the best in other people because you know it's possible because you do it all the time. So sometimes you need to do a gut check on the things that are tough in life. You know, how much do you really follow through? Or do you give yourself a break for not following through? And you, when other people don't follow through, oh, you just get so disappointed in them. They just let you down so much. Yet you don't look at yourself the same way. I know that's a tough thing to examine, right? That's a tough thing to look at yourself in the mirror and say, wow, you know, I don't follow through. Why don't I have more empathy for other people? The other thing about it, you might say, well, I let myself down. Yeah, I know I make excuses. And everybody else will be just as not so reliable as me. And then you start developing these habits. You go into relationships not expecting the best, not setting up the proper boundaries. You don't want to help me, do you? Right? Versus, hey, I think we could do this. Hey, here's the plan. This would be great for both of us. This can help you in this way. It'll help me in this way. Hey, let's do it. We can do this. That's a whole different mindset, and then a whole different approach and setup and rapport. I got a lot more effective approach, expecting the best, creating the foundation of, you know, the benefits and everything that's involved, right? Again, in that positive, upbeat manner to another person, right? And again, I understand people aren't going to follow through all the time, but you have a far better chance on them actually living up to the standards that you have for them, which are the same standards that you have for yourself, hopefully, when you approach things that way versus, you know, shying away, not even asking them, not even selling them on the benefits to both you and to them, a win-win situation. You won't even go into that scenario. You won't even develop that skill set. You'll just sit around and wonder why you don't have high quality people in your life who are productive and they follow through and they're drama free. You'll wonder why you don't attract those type of people, and you'll try to do things all by yourself, or you'll do too many things by yourself. I guess the question would be, how much do you value this need for other people to help you reach those goals? The long-term goals, the short-term goals. Really, how important is it for you to seek, develop, right? Build upon the relationship with other people to achieve that vision that you have for your life? How much are other people even included in your goals and in your vision? And how important do you think that is? You know, coming from the bodybuilding and fitness world, a lot of people who are attracted to that structure and that discipline and depending on themselves and that feeling of control that they have and an escape sometimes from dealing with other people so much. I mean, they take pride in it. Something that you'll see from a lot of top fitness people, if you read the biographies, whether it's a high-level bodybuilding or fitness professional, or, you know, it's an amateur who made a great transformation in their life and they have an interview posted on bodybuilding.com. They tell their story, an inspirational story of a person just like you who transformed their body. One thing that, watch for this when you read this, a couple things that you'll notice. They had some sort of traumatic event where somebody let them down or did some harm, or they had some breakup, or something broke their trust in other people. And then they took all that energy, all that pain, and they put it onto themselves. They became less dependent. They don't even expect the quality of their life to be enhanced by other people. If it happens, it happens, but they're just going to depend on themselves. And they get their pride. They get their sense of structure and security, confidence, self-esteem, all comes from within. And the more they can depend on themselves and follow through, and the more in the picture, in that equation to make themselves happy, the least they have to depend on other people, the better. They feel that control. And that's usually what is the genesis, what motivated them to create this transformation in their body. So if you were to talk to them, I wonder what they would think about how important is it for other people. A lot of people are sold that having quality other people, hey, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. And it certainly isn't my responsibility, the quality of the people in my life. I have no control if they're good people, if they're honest people, if they're productive people, if they're efficient people. You know, that's up to them. That's their issue. I have no control over other people. I'm wondering how you feel about this subject. You know, I really believe that no matter where you are in life, how much importance you put on the quality of other people and then surrounding yourself with those people and aggressively going out and finding those people and managing them. People are filled with emotions. They have their ups and downs and all arounds in life just like you do. How much do you put in attracting those people, being discriminating with those people, filtering them out, bringing new ones in, managing those people and those relationships, nurturing those relationships? How important do you think that is to reach your goals? How are your goals set up? Are they set up that that all the equation to reach that result that you want, how much of the equation involves other people? Right? Think about it. If you are on this fitness journey, you just love to spend 2 hours in the gym a day, and that this whole journey that you're involved with about your body, your physique, I mean, very little of that, if any, depends on other people. And you can reach that goal of being happy without the help of other people. So I'm at point A. Point B is to be this level of happiness, right? You know, that setup that you have, that goal that you have, maybe even the big vision that you had, other people, you know, they're not an integral part of it. It's not dependent on other people. Have you really thought about that, how you've set up your life? That could be in business, right? Whatever area of your life, your finances, whatever it is that you're going for, how much is even set up that way? If you are a entrepreneur and you have a business, I mean, is your business, just say you're at the beginning stages, how much of the business plan do you have? Oh, this business is going to be, it's going to add so much value to the world, and they're going to reciprocate my efforts, and I'm able to take care of my family to this level. So it's win-win-win for everybody involved. And this is the business that I do. Think about it right now. If you're at the beginning stages of a business, or you have one already established, or, you know, one day you want to quit your job and live that dream of being an entrepreneur, tell me right now, is there going to be 100 employees, right, in this business structure that you're setting up in your mind right now? Is there going to be 100 employees that you get the privilege to manage all over the world, all right, or all over your city or all over the country? Is that what's in your mind right now, in your vision? Or is it you're just so gosh darn efficient, most of it's one-on-one, or you're dealing with a business? It's a business set up in your mind right now where it's all about you. Maybe you've got a couple of employees to assist you. Now, I'm not saying there's a right or wrong way to go about it. I mean, you got to think about all the things that you want, your life, and you know how you want to set up your life. But do you ever think about that? Does the thought of having a business with all these moving parts, all these people, all their emotions, and then filtering out the bad ones, and there's going to be bad ones, and you know, keeping the good ones happy, I mean, does that just sound like a pain in the ass right now? Right? That may be an indicator of, you know, how much of a priority that you put in these relationships with other people, and how willing you are to nurture, develop, to screen out, to put all this effort, how much you prioritize other people in your life. And is that something that you're willing to do? Or is it a big pain in the ass? Or it's something you enjoy doing? It's part of it. You know that to get from point A to point B, you need the help of other people. And that's just something that you do. Just like you may go to the gym, sometimes you don't feel like it. It's just part of it. And overall, you enjoy it because it's going to help you develop that body that you ultimately want. And that's how you attack your relationships with other people. That's the way you look at them. There's good days, there's bad days, there's all those days in between. It's just a journey you must go on to create that ultimate vision that you have for your life. Now, the example that I used was for your business. Obviously, your friendships, your intimate relationships. I mean, we can be in an intimate relationship, but how much do we really depend on that other people to come through for us, right? And a lot of times, if we have that type of, where we don't depend on other people, whether we realize it or not, maybe you already realize this. I have a feeling that a person like you who listens to a podcast like this one, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to become your very best. You know, you don't make excuses. You know you have shortcomings. You're willing to work on those shortcomings. Somewhere along the line, you've probably thought about how you can become better at attracting people in your life, managing people in your life, how important, you know, it is to find the right person, to keep the right person, to keep that relationship going in your intimate relationships. Probably you haven't, I'm going to make the assumption that you haven't made the decision that you really don't need people in your life. whether it's in business, whether it's in your personal life, your friendships, or you don't need an intimate relationship with a special someone, a wife, a girlfriend, and if you're a woman, or I guess it doesn't matter, you know, someone of the opposite sex or the same sex, I guess, whatever, you don't need that intimate relationship. You're going to be just fine. You put up this vision for yourself, and you don't need other people. It's the how you created the equation. Other people are almost a non-factor. That's the way you've set it up. And maybe you've set it up that way or too much that way. But I don't know if you're the type of person listening to this podcast that you think that's the ultimate sign of happiness. I mean, you would know that you got some limiting beliefs, some disempowering beliefs about other people, right? So, but the question is, you know, you ever hear those people, and if there's anything that you can get out of this podcast today, anything from your big brother Skip here, is you don't want to become one of these people. But do you know that these people, hopefully it's not you, that they're always complaining about the relationship that they're in. Maybe it's their intimate relationship. Or they're always complaining about their boss or their coworkers or their friends. How disappointed they are in other people. How stupid people are. How people always let them down. And, you know, the thing about it is if someone is listening to you, if that's you, and they're getting involved in the conversation, they're validating all these thoughts that you're thinking about other people, you know, it's not hard to find people who agree with you. Yeah, people are stupid. Oh, God, yeah, you're right. You can't trust people. You know, that may not be the person you want to hang around. That's just going to further complicate this challenge that you have in front of you, right? Finding people who are just as clueless or just are challenged as you. Right, and the people who have figured these things out, they have a whole different mindset and approach to the importance of other people in their life. You know, they may stand silent. They're certainly not going to agree with you. They may nod their head and say, see, that guy's a winner. He's going places. He agrees with me. You know, it's not their job to set you straight. I mean, that's kind of what I'm here for, is to get you to think about things in life that you may not be doing so well, because you haven't put a lot of thought into it, and I poke and prod and get you to think about them, right? But have you been around those people? Hopefully that isn't who you are now. Maybe it's who you've been in the past who are always complaining. I mean, don't you think that the winners in life, the people who have figured it out. Now, you can, let me just say that when it comes to other people and attracting those quality people and nurturing those relationships and bouncing back from the challenges that you have from the disappointment from other people, right? Someone can be totally challenged in this area, not address it, really feel that other people aren't important, and they can seem really successful, right? I mean, if you looked at my bodybuilding career, I mean, people admired me all over the world for what I did. I can tell you that what I'm talking about now, I'm just asking questions. I'm just poking and prodding, getting you to think about these things. You know, I would say I just didn't put a priority in becoming a master at this whole people thing. All right. It wasn't like I felt that it had zero importance, but as I evolve and I grow, as I make my manformation, the quality of the people in your life and how you manage that is everything to the quality of your life. You can work diligently, persistently on yourself, become a great person, you, your actions, your thoughts, and you'll reach a certain level of accomplishment, achievement, and happiness and fulfillment. You do all of those things and put more importance on other people and getting them involved in that whole process, that whole skill set that comes with it. But it starts with you putting a priority on it. I mean, it will take your achievements, accomplishments, and that feelings of warmth and love and connection, that would 10 times all those positive emotions, feelings, and achievements when you learn how to, and it starts with having the belief that it's important, putting the importance on developing those relationships with other people, and then going on the road to that skill set. It will magnify everything you're able to accomplish by yourself times 10, times 100. So, The point is I didn't have that understanding. I didn't figure out that piece of this whole life puzzle way back then. I just didn't. And so I developed a life that, you know, it was very dependent on me and my discipline, my structure. And then I attracted people who were really admire that, who didn't put a lot of importance on this either, right? A lot of the same fitness people. So from the outside, I am sure they look massively successful. They'd say, well, what are you talking about? Not only is he a great bodybuilder and a champion, I mean, he's his own entrepreneur, living his life, traveling. And what are you talking about, people? He's got tons of people who admire and respect, and he teaches them strategies, motivating and training and eating strategies. Now he's doing this whole man formation thing. Well, the whole man formation thing came a lot later when I really started understanding the importance of this whole journey towards mastering other people. So what I'm saying is there can be someone you've identified as a mentor or you've identified as being successful who, again, successful with quotation marks around it, they appear to be successful and they put no importance on other people. You need to at least think about this area of your life. And it isn't black or white either. We have this total faith and trust in other people, and we're going on this journey, and we work it every single day, just like we work our bodies, right? We nourish our bodies, we nourish our minds with things that help us, like this podcast. We're on that path, we're on that journey. We put that importance on other people, so we bounce back from the disappointments. We look for better ways to explain things, to get people on our team, to create win-win situations, and we explain it and we sell it, right? It isn't that way, or we totally seclude ourselves. I mean, there's many, many shades in between that. You know, where are you when it comes to that? And again, when you look at your vision, your goals, those big, gigantic goals, are you putting enough importance on other people in that journey, that skill set that you have to develop, that mindset, that level of importance on other people? Are you putting enough on it? I mean, this whole journey about understanding other people, finding the best strategies to overcome the challenge that of other people. I mean, hell, I could do another 100 podcasts just on that and pick out certain scenarios because it's that important, right? But where are you to get to where you ultimately want to be? Are you putting enough importance on other people? And like I said, you don't want to be one of those people who are always complaining about your relationship, the crazy girls you date, your wife is a bitch. Hopefully you're not. I hope that you're at least aware enough as if you have all these people in your life who seem so horrible. And even though you have a person in front of you who may be just as challenged, who listened to you, right? I hope that you know that you are responsible for either not developing the skill set or not putting enough importance, because there's 7 billion people on the planet. Hell, I would think if you had about, I don't know, 10, 20 at the most, that you were to qualify because you put a priority, because you went on the journey of the skill set, you could find at least 10 or 20 people out of 7 billion to create a magnificent life, right? So you don't want to be those people. I mean, the people who are the movers and shakers, who understand what I'm talking about, who are on this journey, not that they're perfect, but they understand how important it is. When you're complaining about your wife or your girlfriend or the crazy women that you date, or you date continually, or all the drama in your life, or how people let you down, or your coworkers are just a bunch of idiots, or the whole world is stupid, you know, the people who aren't bogged down with maybe some of the issues that you're challenged with, you know that they may not say anything, but they're probably saying, man, this guy doesn't get it. Doesn't he realize there's 7 billion people on the planet and he has something to do with all these dramatic, crazy, irresponsible people in his life? Doesn't he realize that he needs to go on that journey, that he needs to put more importance on it? So if there's anything that you can get out of this podcast besides thinking about how much on that wide range, that scale of this whole journey of putting importance on other people and then develop this skill set to manage those relationships and set boundaries and nurture them and keep people focused on the win-win, right, and happy, and tap into their needs and make sure they understand your needs I mean, it's a journey. It's a process. Like I said, it's just something you got to work on every single day, like going to the gym. You can't just go to the gym for a week and then not work out for the next 2 months and expect to still be in shape, right? So whether or not you're on the high end of knowing the importance and working on this, or you're on the low end, you got to do what you got to do to make yourself happy. I guess my question is the amount of value put on this. Maybe, like, here I go again with a scale from 1 to 10. Where are you right now with everything I talked about? No matter if it hurts, it's painful, it's burdensome. Oh, God, I got to deal with all those people. Having a company with 100 people, that sounds like such a pain in the ass. Okay. All right, that's fine. All right. But, you know, look at your goals, your life goals, your vision, your dream board. All right. Is it possible? Really, is it possible for you to reach that only putting, I don't know, a level 3 in importance on that? Are you trying to do it alone? Right? Is where you're at, whatever that is. If you're a 7 or you're a 3, you're a 10 or you're a 1, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life or how to figure out this equation. All I'm asking you is, realistically, can you reach that goal that you really want? You really want. All right, you really want. I mean, that's important, because you might say, you know what, dealing with people and all that mess and all their drama is such a pain in the butt. I really don't want that much. See, that's not what you really want. That's what you're settling for. All right, hopefully, by listening to this podcast, you're continually evaluating what it is you really want. So when you're in that powerful state and you're not focusing on the negative with the other people, you're thinking about all the people who have come through for you and how, if you can have more people like that, that's what you really want. So where you are on that scale from 1 to 10, I'm just asking you, is it enough to get you where you want to go? Do you need to put more importance on this area? Do you need to get on that road for that skill set on how to create this rapport, people building, team building, right? It starts with your attitude. Are you going to go on that road? Is it mandatory, right? Again, and certainly don't complain to other people how terrible or, you know, traumatic or unreliable people in your life, because, again, the unhealthy people are just going to support that blind spot that you have, because they're just as blind as you on this journey. Oh, yeah, I hear what you're saying, brother. That's why I'm like this. Yeah, well, I'm like this too. You know, again, you might feel better in the short run, but you need to look at your vision, your goals. You may be shortchanging your ability to actually reach those. People are that important. All right, you got to decide these things. All right, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? Think about it. What was that moment yesterday when you said, man, life is pretty darn good, a simple little thing, right? Or it could have been a huge thing. But I just want you to start identifying these. Let me remind you so you access those memories in your brain, because those events happen. Notice when I said, what was that event that, what did you do yesterday that impressed even you? You pushed yourself past your preconceived limits or what you thought you were willing to do. You pushed past it. I'm not talking about some big, gigantic Herculean event, just something that pushed you past your comfort zone. I'm just talking about when, for one moment in your day, could have been a terrible day, that one moment, something was pretty good. I'm just getting you to identify those things. They don't have to be huge. Get you in the habit of looking for them in the past, so you see that there are positive things going on in yourself and in this world. And so you start anticipating and seeing them in the future too, while you're living it, right? What's that goal, that vision, that accomplishment, that achievement, that set of emotions that you really, really want? Maybe it's that close connected relationship that seems to be out of your reach. Maybe there's something that I said right now will get you on that path, that journey, to put more of that burden on making that come and happen in your life, rather than sit around and be disappointed in other people that, you know, they're not that person for you. But what is it for you? Take 3 seconds right now to visualize that thing that you really, really want. That's going to take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, putting more of a priority on other people and how you can be a great people manager. And you joyfully, you willingly, you eagerly, because you know it's that important, whether it's easy sometimes or more difficult. You just know it's so important. You're so willing to do it. Like I said, just work, just like maybe working out in the gym is for you. All right. What's that result that you're after? And is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Is it really leading to that result, that awesome Thanksgiving dinner? Right. Or are you spending a lot of time with the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that are nurturing you, getting you by in the short term, but they're curbing your appetite to really, really work harder, to dig deeper, to start depending on other people more, to become a better people manager, a person who can discriminate between the good people and the bad people. People fall through, and you do it, you know, you don't pass judgment on other people, but you're assembling your life, you're creating your team, and you know, you're just getting better and better at that. What are those results that you're after? All right, guys, a lot of questions I've thrown out there give you a lot of things to think about. And again, it doesn't matter if you feel you're great with other people, you know what I'm talking about, you know it's important, so you incorporate it in your life, or I'm really challenging you. No, man, this people thing, there's a way to do it without people. I don't think it's as important as you think it is, or you're making me think it is during this podcast, Skip. I totally disagree. Well, it's stimulating thought. The question is, I don't care how much importance you put on it. My question is to get to your goals in life. Is that number 1 to 10 that you're putting on it right now? Do you need to crank it up 1 or 2 to actually make your goals, your dreams, your visions, those feelings and emotions that you really want? Do you need to crank it up at least a couple? I don't care if you're out of 4. But to get to what you really want, maybe you have to put a little bit more. Maybe it has to be a 6. Maybe if you're already good at it already, you know it's important, things are seem to be working out. But that dream board you have, that vision you have, is so magnificent, and it has so many moving parts. You might have to crank up this whole focus and that whole skill set with other people and putting that responsibility on yourself, understanding how important it is in the big picture, valuing it. You may have to crank that up to 9.5, 10 to make all those things happen. So I think we can all benefit by just going through this particular thought process. All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.